right, we got this DM from Tara.
She says, hey, guys. So my husband's brother has a sweet 2-year-old little girl named Carson with a K. While at the most recent gathering, his wife mentioned to me that she does not like that my husband calls her Cars. Mm. That would and would prefer him to call her by her full name, Carson. At first, I was on her side because it's her kid.
Sure.
But after speaking with my husband about it, I feel like he isn't doing anything wrong. So his point is, WTH is wrong with Cars. It's not like he says it with a C. Well, it kind of sounds like that. But
yeah.
His biggest defense is they call her worse things, such as farty pants, sugar book, or snot face, and the worst one, fatty bratty. So,
wow.
If she brings it up again, how should I put her in her place, as I want to remain on good terms and sure. continue to have family, happy family harmony? Thanks, Tara.
Okay, so wait. So she's just wanting to continue. So she's messaging us on behalf of her husband.
Right. Like, her husband's got this little nickname that, you know, he calls the little, his niece.
Right.
Cars.
Okay.
Like, just kind of shortens. It's kind of like, you know, my dad would always call me Kel when I was growing up.
Sure.
Instead of Kelly. They never called me Kel. So, like, hey, Kel.
Right. So if you're like, mom was like, I hate that nickname. Stop calling her Kel.
I've never really heard of anybody like not liking a nickname. Now, I will say this. My husband's mother that raised him, you know, instilled in him that Michael is his name, not Mike. But so many people, when they first meet him, it just automatically assume that he goes by Mike.
Mm-hmm.
And so because his mom ingrained that in his brain, that always is like nails on a chalkboard as soon as he meets somebody and they're just like, oh, hey, Mike, nice to meet you. And then he's going to say, it's Michael.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, there are some people that are really sticklers about their name and they don't like it shortened any sort of a nickname.
Yeah, but this
that
is...
said, she's a 2-year-old.
I was going to say, she's 2. So I
think it's cute. It's a term of endearment, I think.
I will say it is awkward when you give a nickname to someone you're not as super familiar with. But this is a niece.
Yes.
So I feel like that should be okay.
It is better than farty pants. I'll say that. Or sugar booger or snot face.
I mean, look, that's what they obviously use those as terms of endearment for her.
Yeah. It is weird that I get why she's kind of
a name is
annoyed
just a name.
And thrown off by just like just shortening her actual name.
Right, right. To me, part of it is like, all right, it's just a name. Can't your husband just get on board with like, hey, just don't say it around her, or just don't say it around like the family.
I feel like if it is a big deal to mom of the 2-year-old, then I guess, you know, to keep the family harmony, you just honor her wishes.
I mean, that's I think, the easiest way and the easiest approach to this.
Yeah, I don't think there's really any convincing, you know, the mom of the 2-year-old that, you know, the nickname that he wants to call her is fine if she doesn't like it.
Yeah. So I don't know
if you like it.
I mean, I don't think we gave you the answer you wanted to hear, Tara, but that's I think the way that you want to remain on good terms.
But we give you the satisfaction of knowing that we agree with you that it's dumb.
Yeah. And continue calling the girl. Like, if the girl comes over to your house and you are babysitting, you know, your niece, why don't you call her then?
Yeah. Well, you know what? We know a Carson and we call him Cars, not Cars. With the Z sound, but Cars.
Yeah.
But, you know, his family does too. So, yeah, I don't know.
All right.
But
so,
I think in this case, she's already expressed she doesn't like it. So I don't think there's any way that you can keep the family harmony and convince her it's fine. You should like it if she doesn't.
All right. Well, anyways, Whitney texts in and says, just call her fart pants instead and see how that goes.
Exactly. Maybe start using their terms and see if they pick up on it. And, oh, yeah. Kirk says, my son's name is Ryland. I call him Bubba. It's not that big of a deal. There's bigger things to worry about. Call her what you want.
Well, yes, but when you have the mom saying, I don't want you to call her that, then that's the issue.
Yeah, that makes it a little difficult. But you know what? I also called my son Bubba when he was little.
I don't think you're helping here, Kelly.
I'm not. I know. But this all comes down to mom doesn't like it. You need to honor her wishes.
There you go. That is what it is. It is what it is. All right. Well, hey, Tara, hopefully that helps a little bit. Again, not what you wanted to hear, I'm sure, but I think that's the easiest way to keep some harmony here.